Good morning. I'm Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Anytime we see the damage that we've seen, and unfortunately in the last 2 weeks between Hurricane Helene and Milton, we've seen plenty of it. A lot of people in this area ask, well, what can I do? How can I help? And I love this organization, Hurricane Helene Agricultural Relief. You can add Milton to that now. It's 84 Agway, and the manager is Jamie Donahue. Jamie, appreciate you joining us here on KDK. Thank you.
Not a problem.
So you have a list of things that you know people need in the South. And tell us how this got started and what you're looking for and how can we help?
Absolutely. So this all got started from one of our customers coming in and trying to pull it together. So what we did was we started working with South Hills Movers, and they've donated all of their trucks, and Bob Immel has donated his time to take all these supplies down to North Carolina.
And North Carolina from Helene, especially the western part, was just absolutely devastated. They said a 1-in-1,000-year flooding scenario there. So you're doing the they're sending trucks every week, right?
Yes, we just had our first truck pull out yesterday, and it pulled in on Tuesday, and we were able to pull it out yesterday.
And what are you asking people to donate?
So they're really in need of any type of grain, forages, fencing supplies, vet supplies. You can also do donations that we use to buy any supplies that haven't been bought yet.
And where is the drop-off location for those items?
The drop-off location is at WNC Regional Livestock Center in North Carolina.
That's where it's headed to, but I mean, where can people bring things if they want to help?
Oh, they can bring them straight to 84 Agway, and then we load them on the truck.
Which is in 84 PA, right?
Yes, correct.
And anytime people can bring these, there's no specific time, right?
Nope, anytime.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing, and hopefully people will, I know they will respond to do
absolutely.
That.
We've gotten a pretty significant amount of donations, and it's just amazing how the community comes together and helps each other out.
All right, thanks for the time, Jamie, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
So Jamie Donahue, manager of 84 Agway, down in 84 PA, you can reach out to them directly if you have some of those items that you think might be able to help. And getting an update on the area, Nicole Valdez of CBS took a flight over Fort Myers, and that's just south of where Milton made landfall.
From the sky, the damage was clear.
You can see that water forced right through here. Look at this.
The only bridge to Boca Grande was closed, blocking access to the barrier island after it was hit with a 5-foot storm surge. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino.
And I've heard reports today coming back that Boca Grande got hit very hard with Hurricane Milton.
Homes surrounded by brown water, cars swept away, businesses caked in sand.
I mean, this is evidence of just how powerful of a storm surge we are talking about. Check out this road. It's washed out, that building barely hanging on by a thread. And you'll notice that part of the asphalt here has literally buckled under the pressure of all that water.
Sandbags weren't enough to protect shop.
The water 4 or 5 feet up.
Nearly everyone on this island evacuated. And Sheriff Marcino thinks that saved their lives.
It looks like a nor'easter storm from like up north, but it's sand. I've never seen it or would imagine it would look like this. Businesses closed, waters busted through the windows, trash and debris, boats, furniture. I mean, this just shows you it's pure devastation. If you took a picture, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. This.
Now, those who live on some of those barrier islands like Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel are finally being let back on to check on their homes. But others like Boca Grande and Captiva, they're still cut off. Officials say they still need more time to make sure those bridges are safe to drive on. Nicole Valdez, CBS News, Fort Myers, Florida.
And we heard earlier from Elliot Falcioni down in Sarasota. He told us that one of the good things that happened was there was a lack of a storm surge there, but
And keep in mind, as of last night, 80% of Manatee County still did not have power restored. And the island was not restored either. So we're hoping that that gets turned on today on Anna Maria Island, because you cannot get any contractors, emergency type of vehicles out there as well. But mainly the damage is a lot of mobile home parks. If you had a white PVC fence, it's gone. It's on the ground. A lot of the older homes, cottages, collapsed. But I think, I tell you what, overall, no loss of life. We are in recovery mode.
There you go.
Yeah, and the iconic vision is up in St. Pete of that Tampa Bay Ray facility where they play, you know, the Tropicana Field,
yeah.
Because it had been set up, because it's a covered baseball park, as a rescue, you know, emergency rescue location, and then the roof came off. It was supposed to withstand 150 mile an hour winds, and has been in place for decades. They're actually planning to build a new park in a couple of years, but they couldn't help anybody after that.
It is impressive what a hurricane can do to a big structure or something that's sturdy. Like Elliot told us earlier about the rod and reel pier is gone. It just vanished.
Yeah. So we'll continue to bring you updates as necessary, and appreciate everybody who's reached out wanting to know how you can help. You can help with the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Brothers Brother Foundation, and a lot of organizations here. We've sent utility workers south, even police officers headed south to help. Mention Friday Night Lights again, Franklin Regional at Peters Township. We got you covered here. News Radio KDKA tonight with the pregame starting at 6. Meanwhile, Pitt and California, 3:30 tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium. They are newcomers to the ACC, all the way from the left coast, and they have not played a Pittsburgh team in Pittsburgh since 1963, Paul.
Been a while.
So it's been a few semesters.
The other team from the West Coast is, Stanford that joined the conference,
Stanford,
too, right?
And then we have SMU down in the Dallas area. In fact, Pitt will travel at the end of the month to Dallas to play SMU on the road. So I'm looking forward to that trip. I haven't been to Dallas since
the Ice Bowl.
Yes, with the Steelers and Packers,
yeah, right,
which didn't end well.
The weather was awful, and so was the game.
It was such a strange week because they had these ice storms, and it was Fort Worth and Dallas is where they positioned the two teams, headquarters, and so it was a lot of driving. It was a mess, but looking forward to that. And then Sunday, this was the hot ticket this year when people looked at the Steelers' schedule for road trips. Las Vegas, Raiders, Steelers, 4:05 Sunday afternoon. And the Steelers, after that disappointing loss, with 20 seconds left on Monday morning, that's when it ended. It was win or lose, fourth down and goal at the 6. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys able to get the win. So it was win or lose on one play. And so losing two in a row now. The big question this week has been, will Russell Wilson start at quarterback?
Well, he took some snaps with the first team offense during practice this week, so there's that. But the speculation is that it'll be Justin Fields that will start the game.
And there seems to be a little controversy about the Steelers wide receiver George Pickens.
Oh, really? Just a little?
Apparently, he wore this, and I saw it, this eye black that they wear, you know, that cuts down the reflection of the lights in this case, or the sun during day games. And he was asked about that because it said
something we can't repeat
we can't repeat about. He's always open, right, as a receiver.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, got mad. He threw his helmet on the sideline. You know, it's just stuff you don't want to see from any of your players.
And then when he's on the field, the most concerning thing was watching him kind of moving at half speed when he was running routes.
So they asked him yesterday, they finally got to talk to him, and it was an uncomfortable conversation, but they asked George Pickens about that eye black.
The eye black message on your eye black, was there any purposeful? What was the purpose behind it?
It's just eye black. Yeah.
Did you expect the blowback about the message on the eye black?
Nah.
Have you heard from the league about a fine, or is there anything internal that comes with that?
He didn't answer. Yeah. And then they asked him about throwing his helmet.
Throwing your helmet on the sideline, is that something that you just part of being a competitor, or did you regret that? Do you not want to do that anymore?
You know, when it's third down and you don't convert, a lot of fans are mad as well.
So, hopefully they can figure this out, because we don't need that. We just don't need that.
Well, you know, it's...
You got a guy like Russell Wilson, who's such a pro, and the rest of the team, and they're all, you know, no one's going to throw him under the bus. And you had that earlier, but they asked him about starting and then about George Pickens.
Yeah.
And,
it what you're saying about they can't have it, the reason that they can't have it is that he's the best wide receiver they have and probably the best weapon in the offense. But when he's behaving like a petulant child,
it doesn't help.
It's just not, you know. So
they ask Russell Wilson about playing, and that's the question. Justin Fields has played the first five games, and he won the first three. They've lost the last two. Was it his fault or not? Is Russell Wilson physically ready to play?
I feel confident that I'd be ready to play and play at a high level. I think we're being really smart too and trying to understand exactly how I feel. It's my first week, really back out there with you guys, and playing and all that stuff. So I feel really confident about that. And, the ball's spinning, that's a good thing. And I have no doubt, in my mind, once I step between the white lines, I'll be ready to go.
And people that, like our own Jeff Hathorn, that goes to practice all the time, they said he looks really sharp. So we'll see.
I think at some point or another, we're going to have to find out what Russell brings to the table. The Steelers need to find that out. We know what we have with Justin Fields, which is good.
Well, hopefully, I want to see him play, just see how he does. Right. Justin Fields hasn't been the reason. He wasn't the reason they lost Sunday.
I agree completely with that.
Here with a special in-studio guest from Made in PGH. The woman behind it is Channing Powell, one of our former teammates, we'll say that. Channing?
That's right. Good morning.
Fresh off our Hometown Heroes event on Tuesday. Thank you and your folks for coming. Always an inspirational night to meet people that are doing such great things in our community.
Absolutely, Larry. I want to congratulate you on such a fantastic, wonderful evening for Hometown Heroes, and thank you for putting on that kind of event each year. It's so special and thoughtful, and it allows us to celebrate for an evening the good that's going on in our local communities. And I just thank you for highlighting that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
As you know, a good team effort here, and it's something I look forward to every year. And I've met over the years some amazing people and have remained friends and stay in touch. And one note, one of our Hometown Heroes, Clarence McAllister, who was that individual, a deacon in the church, Jesus' dwelling place in North Braddock with Pastor Germany, that I know a lot of people saw the footage of when a gunman came in and he was going to shoot the pastor, the gun jammed, and Clarence jumped into action and really saved the pastor and then held him at bay for 30 minutes till the police could get there. Unfortunately, he had a medical situation in the room, but he's doing well. I talked to him and his wife yesterday. He's very grateful for everyone's thoughts and prayers. So,
great.
Clarence, if you're listening, thank you. And we will get together and we'll finish that meal.
Let's do that, Clarence. We're all rooting for you and so grateful for his bravery that day.
All right, Made in PGH. You've been doing this now how long?
For about 3 years now. Made in PGH, I believe, began around 2018-ish. And we have grown it to what it is today. We have almost 60,000 followers. We genuinely enjoy being a resource for the Pittsburgh community to see what's going on in Pittsburgh, see what new businesses are out there or Pittsburgh staples. And we love being that resource to navigate the city and support local businesses.
And I love the fact we also, you know, we're always looking for things to do. This is a great month because there's so much going on. And kind of the bookend of the weekend is Billie Eilish at PPG Paints Arena. She's been a music phenomenon, Grammy Award winner. And that'll cap the weekend. We got the parade tomorrow in Bloomfield for Columbus Day weekend.
Right.
A lot of people have a 3-day weekend.
That's right. Do you?
No.
Larry's never off.
No.
Occasionally,
but not this Monday. You got Fort Ligonier Day. So what do you have on your radar,
yes,
Ms. Made in PGH?
So we are hosting yet another one of our famous Best Bites events. We love to bring it to different neighborhoods. So we switch it up all the time, and we are bringing it to Lawrenceville next Saturday, the 19th. From noon to four. And Best Bites is our self-guided foodie tour. So those foodies out there that love food and want to try different restaurants, we have an event that you could do that all in one day from noon to four. It's self-guided. You receive your map and lanyard, and then you go along. In this case, it'll be right along Butler Street with a curated list of 20 food and drink stops, including restaurants, breweries, bakeries. And we have a couple stops within Lawrence Hall, which is, it opened earlier this year. It's a food hall. So that'll be great. There's Cuddy's Soul Food, Leona's Ice Cream, Toma, Mi Empanada, La Gourmandine, which is an outstanding French bakery, Burgers Brewing, and so many more.
And that's there on Butler Street.
Right.
And if you haven't been to Lawrenceville for a while, it's amazing because it continues to reinvent itself.
It does.
There is one restaurant there that I was introduced to a couple of years ago, Pussity's Garden.
And, it's incredible.
You know, it's along Butler Street, and then it doesn't look like much from the outside, but once you go in, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's this tremendous space, and the food is off the chart.
It is, and it's really hard to get a reservation.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard, but what an incredible restaurant. And yeah, there's so much in Lawrenceville to discover. Like you said, it keeps reinventing itself, so there's all kind of new restaurants that are emerging. And with this event, you don't need a reservation. You get to just try these different, sample all these different restaurants that maybe you haven't discovered yet. And I believe our tickets are almost sold out. So if you happen to miss tickets to this one, don't worry, because we may be doing our next one downtown. Don't tell anybody. But that's coming up. That's coming up. We're hoping by the end of this year. So we're closing out this year. And stay updated. Visit madeinpgh.com and subscribe to our newsletter on the screen, on the pop-up at the bottom of the screen. And when you subscribe to our newsletter, you're getting nothing annoying, just one weekly newsletter.
You're not going to give us annoying notifications?
Well, I'll do that for you, Larry, because, you know, I just like to annoy you. But but no, you get one email per week, and it's a weekly recap of what's going to happen the upcoming weekend or what you missed the weekend before, and you get to be updated on our next Best Bites event.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events, including their big wine event this weekend at Rivers Casino.
Yes, that's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there. They have such great vendors setting up, and it's such a awesome evening of sampling all the different spirits. It's a fun night. My mom and I are going to attend.
Yeah, I always wondered if you go to a wine tasting event and they say, oh, hundreds of wines available, and then you're thinking, okay, I better have a designated driver.
Yeah, am I walking out of here or getting wheeled out?
You'll hear me in there saying, welcome to Rivers Casino. Yeah.
That'll bring me back.
You can't escape. All right, Channing. Check out Made in PGH. Channing Powell is the woman behind it. And again, thank you for being a hometown hero visitor. We had a great night Tuesday.
And absolutely.
Always good to see you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. You too.
Rescue mission. It also includes pets. Paul, as you can imagine, we've seen images of abandoned pets in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and now Milton, too, and trying to help our local Humane Society organizations. And we'll tell you what they're doing and how you may be able to help. In the meantime, we have a, this is one of our favorite events of the year. Pet Fest, presented by Subaru's back. That'll be October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End from 9:30 to 4. You can bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests for Halloween, and then, looking ahead, a photograph with Santa. Isn't that nice? Stop by any Subaru dealer for your complimentary tickets and get details at kdkradio.com. This story about Boar's Head, that was the first one, Paul, about issues.
What a catastrophe for that brand.
And now, a massive recall of meat and poultry is underway. CBS's Michael Toscano.
A company called Bruce Pack is recalling nearly 10 million pounds of meat and poultry because the ready-to-eat products may be contaminated with Listeria bacteria. The foods were made at the company's plant in Durant, Oklahoma, between June 19 and October 8th and shipped to restaurants and food service vendors. The products include chicken strips, breasts and patties, and beef patties and fajita strips. Eating foods contaminated with Listeria can cause serious illness and death. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
So we'll get some more details on that. Obviously, just a big heads up. When you hear about a recall, make sure you check once you find out the details of what's in your pantry and your refrigerator.